Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in. We are grateful. It's Gil Alexander. It is a keyboard banging Kelly Bidlin to my left. Could you keep it down over there, please?
And we got the quick turnaround. Had some emails to send real quick before the show. They're very important.
For the love of Pete, could you check that expression as well? Where that comes from?
Oh wait, don't get me started. We got more in the back going on today too.
For the love of Pete, Pete Futak, I think, is the origin of that.
Another one where the rubber meets the road. I think I've heard dropped on the air like four times across different shows over the past 2 days. I don't really know that one either.
That's tires, though. I mean, we can figure that one out.
Yeah, I get it. But as Rob and I were discussing, does that mean there were hover cars before rubber actually hit the road?
I don't know. Listen, this show is overbooked. And by overbooked, I mean really booked well. Zach and Crack this hour. Crack is not here today.
Correct.
Crack will be remote. I don't know where he is. He's on the East Coast somewhere. But we will do Unscripted with the Bill Krakenberger, the abridged version coming up. Zach Cohen on all things that he's betting, football and basketball. And then hour number two, Nick Whalen from RotoWire talks some NBA and NFL with us. Samo bombing as a bookend in hour number two. And in the middle, baby, Phil Bobbitt on F1. The Las Vegas Grand Prix is here. Phil came on the show last year. He's from CBS Sportsline, and he crushed it. So we're going to have Phil on again, trying to get him to crush it, part deux. Remember that bet that he had last year, the safety car one?
Oh, I was gonna save it. I believe he's right back to it.
I believe
I'm going to be betting it.
Where are you going to be for F1, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm getting out of Dodge. That's what I'm doing.
Oddly enough, I might actually be there.
You have a good seat?
I don't have anything yet, but
well, best of luck.
But I know a person or two, so I might just I might be an intern or something.
I did the roof last year, but it was, you know, like watching it from orbit, which was great, but it's cold also. So it's like, you know, 45 minutes in, you're like, cool, got it.
I mean, you want the weakest complaint ever? I'm like, I don't really know if I want to go anyways because it's cold, like it's late.
I know people who are coming in town just for a F1 party or two. I'm like, where are you watching the race? They're like, I'm not watching the race.
See, that makes more sense. But that's far more Vegas. Yeah, yeah. I'll go to any parties. Anybody holding an F1 party, let me know. I'll head over.
A couple things. One, before we get to Thursday Night Football, give a shout out to everybody who had Tarek Skubal and who had Chris Sale for the American League and National League Cy Young Awards, respectively. No real surprise, especially in the case of Skubal, who won it unanimously. I just want to give a shout-out for those of you, again, who bet those things and got them at great prices. Good for you. I know Jason had a great Chris Sale price, right? Yep. He was Chris Sale at least 60-1, as I recall. Don't hold me to the exact number, but he was saying that before anybody. So he bounces back, if you will, after the Jackson Merrill debacle, at least from his perspective, the debacle. So he gets his in. I just want to shout out Tom Tango, because whenever we talk about the Cy Young Award during the baseball season, I always bring up Tom Tango's Cy Young predictor. And Mr. Tango was DMing with me last night, which I'm always honored that he would do so. And he was pointing out the fact that, and I will always say how over the years, his predictor has been unbelievably good. Well, Kelly, when it came to last night's Cy Youngs, and I want to word this properly because Emmanuel Clase was in there, but this didn't have to do with relievers. But out of the top seven in each league, American League and National League, 13 starting pitchers in all, the weighted predictor that he has nailed 12 of them in order.
Whoa.
In order. So again, when people, there are some people who are like, oh, it's not predictive at all. No, it is. It's completely predictive. And we understand, I don't know why people think, oh, if we're talking about it in July, we're not holding sacred to what it is in July, but it is a great barometer because ultimately he gets it completely right. And again, he did so, yesterday with, 12 of the 13 in the American League, again, Class A being a reliever. So he did mention at one point earlier in the year, that Class A would finish somewhere between third and seventh. But he ended up getting, in terms of the starters, Skubal, Lugo. Lugo was my guy at 13-1, which I quickly turned around. I was like, I've got no chance at this. So we got Skubal, Lugo, Reagans. I don't know who Rogers is. Burns, Gilbert, Valdez. Nailed those in a row. And then in the National League, the only fly in the ointment, he got Sale, Wheeler. These are all in order. Sale, Wheeler, Skeens. Skeens ended up third, by the way. Cease was fourth. Webb, King. That ended up being the order, 1-6. He had Imanaga fifth. So the only error that he had was Imanaga and all that. So again, when we talk Cy Young, please allow us to talk Tom Tango every time without the static, because that guy gets it right every time. So good on him, and good on all of you who had the right tickets on that. As far as the Steelers and the Browns tonight, Kelly, we might have snow. I think I'm ready for a snow game.
Yeah, me too.
At First Energy Stadium. Let's get the sponsor right. Steelers are 3.5-point road favorites, -185 on the money line. The Brownies are +163 coming back over here at Circus Sports. The total is set at a lovely 37. Now, we're not sure if it's going to be a mix of rain and snow, what the situation is. Closer to game time, obviously, we'll have a better idea. And maybe that is how you should play this in terms of your bets. Maybe you should wait till closer to game time when the weather situation becomes clearer. This is not a trends show normally, but I would not be doing my job here if I didn't give you some. The Steelers, obviously, winners of five straight. The Browns this year, who have scored more than 18 points only one time, and that was in a loss to the Ravens. Here are your trends, Kelly. The Steelers have never won a road divisional Thursday night football game. They are 0-7 all time, 0-5 under Mike Tomlin.
Okay.
Tomlin 2-8 on the road on Thursday night football. This is straight up.
Interesting. I don't think it would impact my handicapping of this really at all.
The Browns are 6-0 straight up the last six Thursday nighters, including 2-0 versus Tomlin.
Okay. Same thing. I don't think that would impact me actually betting it at all, but interesting.
I care not about trends myself, but like I said, that's just to be thorough.
No, it's always great to bring up. I think specifically with the Tomlin one, I mean, what is that trying to tell us? That Tomlin is not a good enough coach to get his team ready on a short week?
That's exactly what it's trying to tell you, Kelly.
Throw that out the window. He's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Oh, look at you. Oh, look at you with Tomlin. No, I think what it's trying to say is there's a little kryptonite to Thursday night football games.
Thursday's tough for everybody. Yeah.
That's what it kind of says to me. Obviously, in a close game like this, I always Thursdays, I always lean on the great work of Sean Corner over there at the Action Network. Again, I'm sure he does great work beyond Thursdays, but this is the only time I get to see his stuff. But he was going through some stuff. Chris Boswell, in a close game like this, you always want to know about your kickers. 29 of 30 this year, 9 of 10 from 50 or more. Remember, Dustin Hopkins missed the two chip shots at the end of the first half in New Orleans last week, if you want to use that as any barometer. Tomlin, against the spread as a road favorite, went on a winning streak, 17-28 ATS. Well, if that moves your needle at all. And then there, you know, it's always great to look at press conferences. And what Corner pointed out, he said that after last year's Week 18 win over the Ravens in bad weather, Tomlin explicitly mentioned that he likes to lean on Najee Harris in these kinds of conditions. So this game may be one of these where it's like, you know, all of these things indicate, oh, take the points with the Browns. It's a low total. You're getting 3 and the hook here.
Division game.
All of these trends that I'm throwing out there. And then there's just the fact, you know, that this might be a prop kind of game. So he likes to lean on Najee Harris. That game in Week 18, bad weather, 26 carries for 112 yards and a touchdown. According to Next Gen Stats, Russell Wilson has thrown the most passes that stay in the air for 2.5 seconds since 2016. We like to call that the moon ball. Not great in this kind of weather. Though, of course, Russell Wilson played in Seattle all those years, so I don't know how much you want to read into that. But Denzel Ward lights out this season for the Browns, leads the league with the second lowest completion rate against, 44% among 117 qualified cornerbacks. George Pickens may have met his match in Denzel Ward. And then you wonder if the Steelers, who threw in, remember, they threw in Justin Fields late in that game last week to see if they could ice it, and Fields slid prematurely before the sticks and they needed Najee on the next play to actually seal the deal for the Steelers last week against the Browns. maybe a little more in this kind of weather, a little more Justin Fields.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so like I think of the props on Fields, you may want to think overish on those.
That one I had not thought about, Gil, and that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
I just pulled up this weather right now. This is,
by the way, maybe some DTR on the other side too.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, we're talking game time weather. This is right now 91% chance of precipitation, and that is a mix of snow and rain.
There you go.
And we're talking like 14 mile an hour wind. So yes, we got a true weather game tonight.
Yeah. By the way, on the Cleveland side, Jameis Winston 16th in EPA per dropback this season, significant upgrade from Deshaun Watson, 35th place out of 36 qualified quarterbacks. Man, Browns have allowed the sixth lowest pressure rate since Winston became the starter. They were fifth highest earlier in the season. They got back a couple key offensive linemen and Jack Conklin and Wyatt Teller. So Jameis got the benefit of that. Alex Highsmith already ruled out for the Steelers due to an ankle sprain. So maybe they are able to double-team Watson more. And you would expect the Browns, just like the Steelers might want to go to Najee, you would expect the Browns to perhaps lean on Nick Chubb, Jerome Ford. And as I mentioned, in the same sort of theory of the Steelers going with Justin Fields, maybe some Dorian Thompson-Robinson plays in there. So his prop number is obviously going to be super muted as compared to Justin Fields. But even if it's like, I don't know, 8.5 yards or 17.5 yards, whatever, they would put a DTR rushing number at, maybe you think over on that as well. I don't know.
Yeah, the one I'll caution a little bit with the Pittsburgh, I think it all makes sense, right? The weather, Najee Harris feeding the ball more, especially when we get a coach saying that, that's usually a big time alarm that should go off in your head of, okay, he's literally telegraphing the game plan. But keep in mind, the books know this stuff too. I saw his carries, his attempts are as high as they've been all season. So don't think like you're catching the books completely falling asleep.
No, of course not. The question becomes, how much would they be willing to adjust it?
Right.
Though,
yes,
in these
absolutely.
Situations.
Yep.
And is that amount
correct?
Sort of commensurate with what reality will be. Coming back, Zach Cohen, maybe he's got some thoughts on tonight's game. Football and basketball next right here on The Numbers Game.
VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you have not become a VSIN Pro subscriber yet, what the heck are you waiting for? Think that's a good way to read a promo? Shame people.
Come on!
Now's your chance to save big with early access to our Black Friday special. There has never been an offer this good. Being serious here. Sign up today, get Visa Pro access to everything we do from now through May 1st for only $60. Are you kidding me? Through May 1st, $60. Daily best bets, unlimited access to exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, premium analysis, 24/7 video access, plus all our betting guides and best bets for the upcoming college football playoffs, Super Bowl, and March Madness. Don't miss out on our best new subscriber offer of the year. Visit VSIN.com/subscribe to sign up on our Black Friday special now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Kelly, I've added some wagers. You want to hear some wagers I've added, some bets?
Yeah, bro, what you got?
In addition to the Norm Powell 18-1. By the way, how about Norm Powell with the hammy? Who's like, yeah, I'm going to sit out a couple games. right as I make the bet. Only a couple, though.
Don't you love it when that happens in the NBA? Yep.
I went with the Buffaloes, Colorado Buffaloes. I bought it down to 2.5 against Kansas.
You had to buy it down? Did it go back to 3?
It was 3 reduced juice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 3 reduced juice. It's minus 2.5, minus 121 to be exact. On that, I'm not buying it. All these folks who had Kansas last week who are just chirping about it. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Did you watch the football game? You got butt lucky. It's a technical term, by the way. And yeah, I'm on Colorado. I think it's in addition to that, I think there is a lot of irrational Dion. It's not outward hate, but it's still this like market reflection of not respecting it. I'm all about Colorado against Kansas this week. And then in the NFL, I finally did make a couple Super Bowl matchups, a la the World Series matchups, none of which got home. These are much more of the conservative variety, but that's because the NFL, can't possibly have some rando team get to the Super Bowl, can it? Chiefs-Lions 6-1, Ravens-Lions 9-1.
We talked about this a few weeks ago, but neither one of us ended up making bets then.
I did not. Okay. I lollygagged, so instead of 10 to 1, I got 9 to 1 on that Ravens Lions and Chiefs Lions at 6 to 1, and I'm of the group that believes the Lions are for real. We, by the way, we have NFL power rankings coming up later on the show too. I've buried that headline.
Yeah.
Where the Lions, of course, are my number one. I believe they're Kelly's number one. They are Aaron Schatz's number one, who's the author of DVOA, right? The creator of DVOA, who is our guest on the Megapod after the show today with Todd Wishnev and Will Hill. Aaron Schatz will join us. Drew Dinsick does not have them number one. So it's always fascinating to see where people have whatever. So something's got to give in all of that. Zach Cohen joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. He is, again, part of the glue that holds this entire operation together. You can find him on Twitter at BettingOnX, part of the Zach and Crack Circus team. How you doing, Zach? What's happening, man?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
I'm doing good, man. You're not betting tennis, are you? Let's get that out of the way. You betting any of this?
I'm done with tennis. I'm watching the Davis Cup a little bit, but I'm taking these next couple of weeks off. I'll come back around the United Cup.
Yep, I think that's about right. Or maybe even the Australian Open at this point. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, basketball. Let us start there. Last night, Warriors just absolutely run the Hawks out of the joint again. Melton, though, out for the season with the ACL. Anything in the NBA tonight? Obviously, the shortened Thursday schedule.
Yeah, I have a few things, actually. I like the Raptors +7.5 or +7 if that's what you need to take against the Timberwolves tonight. I know there's a big difference between these two teams in talent, you know, perception, but, you know, the Timberwolves are just 3-4 on the road this year. Their net rating on the road is -2.3. The Raptors 3-4 at home, net rating -2.8. I don't think a lot separates these two teams. One of the big differences between Minnesota this year and Minnesota last year is just they are not as unfazed by playing on the road as they were a year ago. And the Raptors are looking to get healthier. I think Scotty Barnes is questionable tonight. Seems like he's going to play. This is a good, you know, against the spread team all year. They're also coming off of 2 days rest. I think it's going to be a pretty close game. I also think there's a chance that they do win that outright. And I do have two player props for tonight. I have Miles Bridges over 22.5 points and rebounds against the Pistons, and CP3 over 24.5 points, rebounds, and assists against the Jazz.
By the way, the big news in the NBA last night, Paul George with the hyperextended left knee early in the second half of the Sixers loss to the Grizzlies. The Sixers fall to an NBA worst 2-12. 2-12. Officials said further testing will be done today. It was the same knee that George hyperextended in the preseason, forcing him to miss the first five games of the regular season. My goodness. Are they in play for worst? We were just talking about fewest wins in the NFL yesterday. Are the Sixers in play for this in the NBA? Really?
No. I don't. Zach, do you feel that way?
No, I still think they're going to end up in the play-in at the very worst. I know that sounds a little crazy at 2-12, and Paul George probably likely to miss another 4 or 5 games, but I don't know. Now that Maxey's back, the way Jared McCain's playing and Embiid's healthy, they should start to win some games soon. They do have a pretty easy schedule coming up. When I did that back-and-forth column with JVT at VSiN.com, I kind of noted that their schedule in December is going to allow them to get back to 500 or so by the start of the new year. I still think that's going to happen. I didn't expect a loss last night after seeing the way the injury report shook out and seeing, you know the players that were out for the Grizzlies. But when we wrote that column, I said a loss against Memphis was possible, and that they would probably rebound from there.
Okay. MASH unit that they are. You say they get back to 500 before the beginning of the new year. All right.
Around 500, not at 500.
Okay. Just a little walk back. Yes.
No, I already wrote it down, Zach. It's already in the newsletter. It's already online.
Racket.
Before we move on, you mentioned the Warriors last night. I think that in an award market that I'm starting to become very interested in is Draymond Green to win Defensive Player of the Year, which is out there at 25-1. I think we kind of crowned Wemby before the season. He was the odds-on favorite before it all started. But Spurs defense is not good. The Warriors are a top-5 defensive team. And Draymond Green is playing a lot like the guy that won Defensive Player of the Year, you know, several years ago. His steals rate has gone down a little bit, but his block percentage is right up there from when he won Defensive Player of the Year. Someone deserves the credit for how good they are defensively. I think it's Green, and I like that Green's going to lobby for himself on his podcast.
Can I? Yes, he is going to lobby for himself. Can I ask a question, though? And I know he's won this before, but have we gotten to the point in his career where he's become so annoying? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unlikable that there are going to be a few voters who are like, you know, he probably deserves it, but I'm not voting for him.
I think it is definitely something you have to keep in mind with this one, Zach. I don't know how you feel about that, but if I had to make a bet in this market right now, I've been thinking about it too. That's the bet I would make is Draymond, but I do think that is a potential problem down the road.
It just doesn't.
Yeah, there's
Go ahead.
There's some of that. It's a little alarming. It's just strange seeing, you know, Wemby and Dyson Daniels. For as good as Daniels has been, they are parts of bad defenses. So it's weird to give them Defensive Player of the Year. I know that it's not their fault, but you'd like to see it go to an elite defender on a really good defensive team.
That you would. That you would. Anything on Thursday Night Football tonight in what could be inclement weather?
Yeah, I like the Browns to cover the number tonight. I just think that the trends with Mike Tomlin on Thursday nights aren't great. He has a losing record on Thursday Night Football in his career. A lot of that has come on the road. Kevin Stefanski, meanwhile, is 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the spread on Thursday nights. I think he'll have them ready to go. And I think that, you know, for as bad as the Browns have been, I don't think that they're as bad as their record. And I also think the Steelers, I'm a big Russell Wilson guy. I've come on the show and told you, like, I went to Wisconsin. I love the guy. The offense has not been much better from an EPA per play standpoint with Wilson under center than it was with Fields. It's still, you know, a below average unit. And I just don't think that's going to look great in a divisional matchup on the road. This is also the type of game that, yeah, Cleveland's season has gotten away, but they're still going to take pride in trying to ruin the season of the other AFC North teams.
What's your favorite bet this weekend in the NFL?
I really do like the Ravens to beat the Chargers on Monday night. I think that that's going to happen. I just think that it's an offense that's waiting to wake up again. I don't really see them being held down 3 weeks in a row. I'm not a big believer in the Chargers offense. I know last week they beat the Bengals. It looked great for about a half. It looked really ugly in the second half, and Herbert kind of looked like he came unglued a bit. I also thought Baltimore's defense looked much better against Pittsburgh last week. Obviously, I just said that the Steelers' offense isn't great, but it was still a good defensive effort from the Ravens, who are starting to get better on that side of the ball the more we get into the season. So I think that they're going to end up winning in that spot.
My best bet too, Zach. You and I are simpatico on that. That's the one that stood out on guessing lines to me as well.
We have some breaking NBA news coming down as we have Zach Cohen on. Add another star name to the list of injuries in the NBA. Luka Doncic with a wrist injury to miss time is what Shams is reporting right now.
What a league. Seriously, what a league this year.
It's incredible.
I know folks are like, I can't believe people don't, you know, some NBA hardos are like, I can't believe people don't watch the NBA early in the year. Nobody's playing.
The injuries are amazing right now.
It's hard to defend.
It is hard to defend. All right, college football, your favorite. Now, listen, I was with you on BYU last week. Me and you, Zach, we were on an island, and all these Kansas bettors chirping about their win. Like, give me a break. My God. Please.
Yeah, one of my best bets for this weekend is ASU, and I spent like the first paragraph of that write-up with it, just kind of ranting about that BYU loss. I mean, it's a shame. Like, a punt off a helmet, a pick on first down in the red zone. Like, they obviously should have won that game. They outgained them by a ton, but I do think ASU is going to beat BYU now. I think that BYU, coming off that loss, they're going to cool down a little bit. I think ASU is a little bit better on both sides of the ball, honestly. I think defensively, they're very underrated, and I think that they're going to have Retzloff kind of in a pickle a little bit. I'm not really worried about how Arizona State's offense is going to perform. And I also just think that atmosphere is going to be insane in Tempe. This is like the biggest game they've played in forever.
Arizona State, Kelly, you know what they say, the sneaky, freaky brother sneaking in from the rear over there in the Big 12. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Crackman next, Unscripted, abridged version next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the type of player who's looking to get down $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or perhaps you're looking to get your in-game play instantly accepted? Well, Sport Trade is the app for you. Minus 104 lines instead of the typical minus 110. Instant in-game betting and a concierge player service. Sport Trade, perfect for those who want a premium betting experience. Live now in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Alex Kane, the CEO, was kind enough to come on yesterday and talk to us about it. Download Sport Trade. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on each wager in your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 years or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Of course, the most noteworthy part of that interview yesterday is when Alex Kane let it slip that Bill Ady, what is he now? CEO? COO? I don't know what he's saying. Co-founder of VSIN is what he is.
CEO.
Co-founder of VSIN. Threw a little birthday party for himself, and neither Kelly, as soon as Alex Kane said it, Kelly and I off camera looked at each other like, what? Wait a minute, we missed, I guess that invite got lost in the mail. We get tweets, we get texts. Kelly, there's a bunch of texts that I get. I keep forgetting to repeat them on air, because you know, that's what I do. I repeat people's private texts on air. I don't believe there's anything wrong with that, is there? Gino Auriemma broke the all-time record of college basketball, men or women, for all-time wins as a coach, collecting his 1,217th win last night to pass Tara Vanderveer, the old legendary Stanford Cardinal coach. And Jeff Hoos, who used to run the Aria Sportsbook, and now is over at FanDuel at...
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, Advocate Skirmish. He texted me because he has not one, not two, not three, but four daughters. And you know what he texted me? He goes, "I'm closing in on Gino's record for total lifetime minutes spent yelling at girls." That's what he texted me. And then Steve Fezzik, upon hearing the Drew Dinsick segment earlier this week and Drew's non-belief in the Detroit Lions, Fezzik texted and he flat out said, "You ready for this? This is after the Drew segment." He goes, "Detroit's going to win the Super Bowl. It's time to buy them high, not sell. Buy them high," he says, "not sell." How about that? We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Harold Irving, who says, "The Pioneer," talking about Dr. Bob, "sent out Kansas +3 as a one-star pick. So I'm Oppo Dr. Bob."
Oh, Bob.
Oppo Bob.
Oppo Bob.
I was texting with Bob yesterday, and Bob, at one point, he said, "Time flies." And then he thought to himself, he's joking, he goes, "I bet I'm the first person to ever say time flies." He goes, "Maybe I'm a pioneer in sayings also." Bob will be on tomorrow. Man.
Legend.
The numbers, guys. "I'm not seeing any props for Justin Fields at DK yet, FYI."
Yeah, me either.
And he says, "Gil, you're finally with us on the Lions. One pride, hashtag one pride. It took you a while, but that's all right. Jump on the train and let's go." Oh, they've been my number one for a few weeks now. Not just now. Been with you for a while. If 3 weeks is a while. Scott, New York Mess 16. "Will voters vote for the Albert Bell of basketball and Draymond Green? Too many voters cannot get past personality to base it strictly on performance." Scott is with me on that sentiment. Jared Still. "That Dr. Bob phone call you described earlier in the week sounds like a few times I've called my mom, and after 5 minutes of nonstop momisms, she says, 'Okay, good to talk to you.'" That was a story I told about Bob just randomly calling me the other day, just going crazy on folks on Twitter who believe that Indiana, if they lose big to Ohio State, should be bounced from the college football playoff. And Bob is adamantly opposed to that. He's a big Indiana believer. The Better Life, Tim Lawson. What do you think happens more frequently? Someone listening to LL Cool J's "I'm That Type of Guy" or Gil daily quoting of the line "Sneaky Freaky Brother sneaking in from the rear"? I don't know if it's daily. Kelly loves it when I do that, by the way. Loves it. It's a big fan of that. And then this is from the numbers guys, who said, "Did you know crack was at Frank Pepe's yesterday? Could you ask him if he would have just preferred cheese and pepperoni instead of all those sophisticated pies he had?" Is that true? Is that where he was? Do we have crack yet?
Or no? No, we do not yet.
we're efforting the crack man, by the way. Efforting the crack man. Have you added any bets, sir, in the National Football League this weekend?
No, I haven't. I don't really know that I'm going to, Gil. For me, so far, it is. So I have some teasers that are still carried over from the Texans from Monday night. I got a lot of teaser action going this week because then it's Lions. I did mix in the Niners, which I'm not as happy about right now with Brock Purdy. Looking a little banged up, and then the Eagles 2.5. Frankly, there's not much else on the board I'm seeing right now that I'm running to bet.
Well, I got about 2 hours before the Megapod starts, so I got to have three best bets. By the way, one half game behind Todd Wishnev in the Megapod standings. As I look to three-peat with an asterisk, because 1 year was the DeMar Hamlin game. Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, it's Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, from a remote location somewhere I have no idea where. You can follow him. There you go.
Yeah.
The fake out.
Hit it.
Oh, there he is with the Kangol. Hey. How
Good
you
morning.
Doing, Bill?
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Really, yeah, sorry, we had a connection. A new since the in the Circa now. I had to pay the new Skype feed from Circa. You guys are still using Skype. I mean, Jesus, you might as well have AOL still. Okay. How you doing?
Well, now that you mention it.
More people around here do than you would think, Bill.
Bill, where are you, by the way? Where are you?
I'm in Foxwoods now. Came in for small promotion to cash some tickets at DraftKings over here, which I've had some futures from June. Some weekly futures, and then I'm heading to Staten Island tonight to my buddy Teddy Atlas's charity event, which he has every year, the week before Thanksgiving, the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So I'm heading there also. Should be a lot of fun. A lot of celebrities this year, though. It was pretty cool.
Can you talk about you? You tweet lots of stuff all the time at Bill Crackman with a K. You get a lot of views typically. Yeah. You had your biggest one ever. Would you like to describe what it was about?
Oh, yeah. My buddy, Dr. Bregman, the foot doctor, he went to a game at the UNLV game at the Allegiant Stadium. And he was with some buddies. And one of his buddies said, let's get some pizza and wings or something for the foot. Oh, yeah, let's order a pizza and wings for the box for the four guys. So they ordered some pizza and looked like some chicken tenders. Never realizing it was like bottle service in there. Never looked at the prices. 300 for the pizza, 190 for the wings, $123 service charge without a tip. It was $653. And he sent me the bill. And he sent me the copy of the bill, the picture of the pizza, the picture of the chicken tenders. I said, do you mind if I put that on Twitter? I never thinking anything. I just like saying to myself, Jesus, that's ridiculously. And it got 14.5 million views. Yeah.
There it is right there. A friend of mine had a VIP box for yesterday's UNLV game, ordered a pizza and wings, never realized what it was going to cost for the slop, he said. Bill did. $653. They treat the luxury suite guests like they're in a club with bottle service. Bill, though, we have gotten to the bottom of this. This was all This was all one big misunderstanding.
Why is that?
The person who, your friend who ordered this, they misunderstood the order. This is what their position is, that they misunderstood the order. They thought he was getting the full platter for like a full suite, not just for him and his and whoever he was with. So that's where the misunderstanding is. At least that was their position. That's what they said. So it's all one big.
That's this is the first time I'm hearing this. If you look at the bill, it says Pizza Rock, $300 for the pizza. Crispy chicken tenders, $190. I think they're just trying to do a little face saving, if you ask me, with this spontaneous thing that I'm hearing for the first time here. So if you look there, it just shows you a price for a pizza, a price for chicken tenders, and might be a little too late with these Fugazi excuses. I don't know.
Okay. Why do you think, let me ask you this, why do you think 14.5 million views? Yeah. Why do you think that? What do you think it was about this that resonated?
You know, let me just tell you, 6,700 retweets, some by some big companies, 90,000 likes, 4,300 comments. I think what happened was, like some of the bigger companies got a hold of it and they put it on their platform. Sports Illustrated asked me for permission. ABC News.
Oh my God.
Barstool. So a lot of Barstool put it out there. So a lot of places asked me. You know, some of them just put it up. I really don't need permission for that. But so they put it up there. And you know what it is, Gil? People are just, they're done. They're done being, you know, overcharged for things. And people are just putting it out there. When something like that happens and, you know, it just goes viral. I didn't think it was going to be like this. Listen, especially now, our country's heading in an optimistic direction. All these things that are happening, I hate to say it, like the wokeness, DEI receding. People are no longer self-censoring to avoid cancellation. Free thinking's cool again. I don't know. Yeah. So it just seems like to me people are fed up, though. And people seeing that and they just overreacted. I didn't expect to see all those views, but really happy that people get to share these kind of things. And, you know, it's fun. Sometimes Twitter is fun, not just sports betting and gambling.
Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted. He'll come back for one more segment. We'll find out what he's betting here in Week 12 of the National Football League, or betting in general, what he's got going on. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Nothing delivers comfort and joy quite like the unrivaled quality and taste of Omaha Steaks this year. Skip the holiday hustle and bustle and save 50% off gourmet gifts site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. With five generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience, and the gifting experts at Omaha Steaks have gift packages starting at $89.99 for legendary steaks to mouth-watering desserts and more. Save 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS and a $30 reward card when you shop early. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. Minimum purchase may apply. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I always appreciate the feedback. This is, let's see, Steve the Proxy. Do you think the blue screen of death behind you? Yeah, it was going on for the whole.
It's distracting me like crazy.
But
yeah.
It's back now. The real screen is back now. But for the entire last segment, I noticed that there was a whole blue screen of death behind you. He says, do you think that has to do with ESPN's First Take opening segment covering LeBron announcing he's taking a social media break? Thanks for covering real stories like Luka has an injury. VEASAN for life. Great show, guys. You're not kidding, dude. The whole LeBron, I got an alert on my phone yesterday that told me LeBron was off social media. I do not care.
It blows my mind. I'm honestly impressed to a degree of how they come up with a new, like, it's like a new Cowboys angle every day where you're like, there's teams to actually talk about.
I'm not even mad, Baxter. Eat the whole wheel, exactly. Eat the whole wheel of cheese. Cowboys underscore Cubs one. Yo. Hey, man. I'm sorry. I should have stopped by when I was in town for Bill 80's party, but yada, yada, yada. You know the rest. Jeremiah Westgate has a question for you, Kelly Bidley. He says, any of you have an intel on Jokic? Is he going to play tomorrow night?
Majorly questionable. I'm not with him doing the out for personal stuff. I believe he had a child. No indication of when he's going to be back, so I wouldn't be racing to bet it, even though it is Luka going to be out for that game.
Corbin, just couldn't get through the first segment without the moon ball, huh? Going to be a long day of hearing everyone using that. At least Russell Wilson doesn't have an annoying saying like he did last year. Broncos country, let's ride.
Thursday drinking game for you, moon ball.
Hey, I was just quoting next-gen stats of the football in the air. That's all I was doing. And then the silent Mike D, he says, watch out, crack. Elon may be calling you to put you on the Doge committee, the D-O-G-E committee with Ramaswamy. Bill Krakenberger, he deserved that. Bill Krakenberger comes back to us kind enough. At Bill Krakenman with a K, the name of his podcast is Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger. Bill, you are not the type to put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. But we deserve to go back to your play on Jake Paul this past week in the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. You were clearly not the only one that did that, that had the conviction on Jake Paul. But just take us through the amount that you were putting on this thing.
Well, you know, this was one of those, like I said, generational kind of bets, not as much as Mayweather McGregor, but this was a bet where I kept on seeing the books beg for Jake Paul money. And, you know, on my Fox show, I had the BetMGM director also on there telling me how much money they just can't get any money on Jake Paul, 88% of their tickets, 85% of their money. Then I got some emails from other guys in town that run sports books. And I talked to a guy that runs a sports book in town. They were writing same thing. 87% of his bets were on Mike Tyson. So it was a giant score for the sports book first. Let's not forget about them. Not just the guys that have a pulse and little sharp guys. The sports books made giant money. So I don't want to hear nothing from them the rest of the year that they're crying about anything. But however, this particular bet, I thought I was done. I had a nice size bet on it. And then I seen the weigh-in. And it looked like that slap. I said, oh, no, please tell me this is not staged. I actually got off a little bit that night, Thursday night, late Thursday night. I said, you know what? Let me not have a five-figure decision on this fight. I don't know. This slap looked fugazi. Let's wait. However, the next day, again, it dropped down. BetMGM just begging for bets on Jake Paul. Kelly said he laid 180. I laid 190, 175. There was a three-way line that was down to $1.25. I even bet that, even though I was afraid of the draw. So I just went, and then I had Fez texting me, telling me how good of a bet this was the next day. So here I was with a nice big decision. I got off like $3,000 of it, and I went way back up to a really, really nice size bet, one of my biggest bets of the year. And I, you know, told people on various platforms, including the VEASAN, our show here. And you know what, though? Like I said, it's tough going back, looking at it now, thinking. But all I kept on thinking is, man, I can't believe I got off that $3,000. You say to yourself, oh, how stupid that was. I should have had more on this fight. But Kelly said the same thing. I was listening to a couple podcasts. People were saying the same thing. Looking at it now after we see the fight, but it's so easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. But looking how the fight went down, how Dake basically carried him, my big fear was to get out of the first round, maybe even the second round. Once you get past that, you should be home with Tyson. But, you know, you got a guy 31 years older, and looking at it now, this was a really good bet, and I kept on tweeting about it. So it was a fun time, and it's nice to have days like that, especially when you have, like, a losing Sunday. I lost Sunday a couple bucks, you know, so.
Kelly's still mad about that he didn't bet more on this.
I don't know how long it's going to take for me to recover. It was such a great opportunity. I'm with Bill. I live bet it after round two. It played out exactly how we all talked about it.
I'm just going to say this again. I think there's no way I can prove this, right? But I think that knee had more to do with than people are letting on. I really do. Like, I just think if maybe he didn't have a knee issue, maybe this would be, like, he was limping. He had like a hitch in his giddy up on the way back to the corner, and it wasn't because of the hits he was taking, right? He was just like, you know, limping the whole way back, and I'm like, something's not right with this. But, you know, he wasn't going to...
I think the candles on the cake were more than the knee, if you ask me.
Well, Bill, it's very easy to say, but like I told Kelly, I said, he's 58, he's not 78, right? Like, let's all relax with that a little bit.
He's
like,
in great shape.
Yeah.
Great, unbelievable shape, too.
Evander Holyfield is trying to induce a trilogy match. Did you see this report with Tyson? He's like, if people want a trilogy between Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson.
Man, who wants to watch that?
Tyson's response was, our trilogy is going to be our friendship. And that's what it,
right.
So they're not going to do
nice.
It.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's actually, that I mean, you just made another $20 million. And, you know, here's the reason why.
Yeah.
I found out more because I really don't look at a lot of social media except for what I do. And I respond. I don't read Twitter. I don't read Instagram. I very rarely someone sends me something. So I kind of read a lot of things though and before and stuff. And just thinking about it. Now, of course, I knew with the movie The Hangover, that made Mike Tyson cool again. I guess it was around 20 years ago,
absolutely.
15 years ago. So that made him cool again. And then he smokes pot on TV. And, you know, I guess he has a show where he smokes pot with people. And you know, pot's legal. He's allowed to do that. And he has a big company where he sells marijuana now. So that made him cool with anyone that's like 40 and under. And I didn't kind of realize that. That's the reason why he got so much volume. And, by the way, he looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mike is in unbelievable shape. And then you see him during those workout clips. And you say, wow, this is a great opportunity. Oh, my God, I can get +2 to 1. And all these kids and everyone jumped on it in volume. That's the reason why. It wasn't from people my age or older people. It was from all the kids, which that makes up the social media world. It's not people my age and your age. It's the kids. It's the 30 and unders. They all think he's cool. They think they don't know a lot of things about Mike Tyson. I could tell you that. You know, I'm around Teddy Atlas, so I know a lot more.
Yeah.
About Mike Tyson's youth and stuff. And
Teddy,
you know, he had a bad
by the way,
from the beginning.
Teddy called it. I listened to that, to Teddy's little mini podcast. He said, if you believe in Tyson, he even said, you don't need Teddy Atlas to tell you this. If you believe in Tyson, it's going to be early, right? It's going to be round one or round two. And quite frankly, there was a moment in round one, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Is this really going to happen? But it was sort of.
He won round one.
He won round two, according to some.
Yeah.
But by the end of round three, this thing was over, all over.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was. It is what it was, and I guess we're all waiting for another exhibition of a similar kind that will allow for a great betting opportunity. I think that's what bettors are thinking.
Gil, I had my nieces in town before we go off here.
Yes, sir.
I had my nieces in town. They went to some shows. They went to go see three different shows. Usher one night. I got a ticket for the hockey game. A group they wanted to see. They had the greatest time, but every night they got out. I would take them to dinner. Well, I had really no choice at 11 o'clock. We went to the South Point because that's the only coffee shop I know that's open 24 hours. So we went to the coffee shop a couple different times there. Gil, do you know what goes on there at night? I had no idea. At 11:20, 11:30, there's a wrapping line that wraps and goes like a snake outside the place for that midnight special they had. I had no idea. I'm not up that late. I don't go out that late normally. And for the $4 shrimp cocktail, the $5 steak and eggs, they're $6. I cannot believe those people wait an hour online for that. But however, what a great thing for the South Point. How smart they are to line those people up, get them in there. Let's say they break even on the food. Or better yet, it's a loss leader. Let's say it's a loss leader on the food. What do they do after? I'll throw a few bucks in a slot machine or something.
Let me tell you something.
Great, great idea.
People coming out of a Crystal Gale or a Sheena Easton show, they want their coffee bill. That's what they want to do late night. That's what they want to do. That's anything right on tonight's game? You have a bet or no?
No.
Nothing.
I bet Seattle this weekend. Okay. Just to let you guys know.
Thank you, Bill.
Seattle Seahawks.
Safe travels. All right, guys. Safe travels. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with the K. Wisecracks, the name, of course, of his podcast. We'll come back.